This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Jeremy White.
You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties. How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300?
And Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind. Did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought? Didn't you feel alive, though?
I felt during all that.
I felt alive.
Every
yelling
week,
at you
it
right
was
now.
Just a drama. Like, what are we going to get this week?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, welcome in to a Friday. Let's have a fun Friday here on WGR. The lights are on. We're on the air. We got Summer League. We got Wimbledon. We got some stuff happening this weekend. Good morning. It's Joe DiBiase. Jeremy White is off today. Lot to get to. We got some good football coming up a little bit later on. We got a Browns guest that we'll talk to. Was thinking about maybe mixing in some fantasy along the way. Draft season, of course, is approaching. And then we'll talk with Scott Pianowski at 9 o'clock about fantasy at 9 o'clock a little bit later on this morning. So happy to have you along. 803-0550 is the phone number. Owen and Josh hanging out as well. And if you could tell, you can always tell when I'm going golfing, right? By how I dress coming in. Where we're being streamed now, you can watch on YouTube, and so like today's one of those days. Yesterday, I'm very sad to say I made like the worst fashion choice that I've ever made while golfing.
Ever made? That's significant.
Because I usually put a little bit of thought into it,
right?
Just a little bit. I guess I learned yesterday that navy belt with black pants is like a big no-no in the do I even want to say the fashion world, but just getting dressed.
Yeah,
basically
color theory wise, probably a little bit of an issue.
I guess I don't even know what happened. So I don't, like, for me, when I get dressed in the morning, I'm trying not to wake my wife up. So right. I don't turn any lights on. It is just. I use the flashlight on my phone, but I guess when reaching in for a belt yesterday, I did not realize I had grabbed the blue one.
Yeah, that Navy will sneak up on you when all you have is a flashlight.
Yeah.
This is why you got to set out your clothes the night before.
Yeah.
You guys don't do that? Do you do that?
No, I do not do that.
No, I'm not 6 years old anymore. So
Whoa, wait a minute. This is a, no. This is a time saver. If you pick out what you're wearing the night before, then you just, it saves time in the morning.
Do any adults under any circumstances still pick out their clothes the night before? You think you're gonna get some company on that?
I feel like yes. It saves time. It helps you like plan out what you're wearing. I think it's smart.
It might even be smart. It's not put a poll up. Put a poll up on it. See how many adults are still picking out their clothes the night before. I mean, it maybe is what I should do, right? I mean, then I wouldn't have a mistake like yesterday.
It would certainly be more efficient, I think.
It would be more efficient. If you are someone like me who's trying not to wake your wife up and you're getting dressed like in the dark
right.
every morning, then it probably like me more than anybody really is like I should be the one that's taking Josh up on that.
Yeah,
advice.
I've definitely run into the same issue where you're getting up and you're trying not to wake up your girlfriend, your partner, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't do this on the weekends. It's just a weekday.
No, that's fine.
Like I, it's not like I'm doing this Saturday night. I got to get my clothes ready for tomorrow. I do it like, you know, Sunday night through Thursday night.
The YouTube chat is saying that I should definitely do that. That I should definitely do it the night before. AC says there are definitely times where it's warranted. He's with Josh. Josh is some company, I think. And the chat's being very kind to him on this.
Toddlers, all of you, I think, is what I want to go with.
I think I am like with Owen, but I also kind of want to... Kind of want to feel like I should be that toddler here.
I respect, you know, respectfully calling you all toddlers. I
respectfully,
I
you are a toddler.
Right. I acknowledge the benefits of such an action, but I
because as we all know, if you put the word respectfully in front of whatever insult is coming right after that,
right.
then of course it washes it away.
I also think it's like, depending on when you get up too, like we get up so early that it's you run into the same issue, like you're trying not to wake people up and you're trying to, you know,
sure,
just like be on top of things. Right. Like if you're getting up to go to work and mm-hmm. you're getting up at like 7 or 8 even, mm-hmm. like maybe you can get away with not doing this. But like if you have like a big presentation the next day, or if you're going golfing, like you want to have everything ready to go. You're excited about it. It's like getting ready the night before a field trip. Remember? Come on. Like, you guys don't remember that feeling?
The night before a field trip.
Does that not prove my toddler point?
You did just
kinda does.
Give us a reference of when we might have been 6 years old.
But I don't care. I think it's just you get that feeling back, and it feels good.
Another good example out of the chat here is a time that you would do that, and I do this every time, is when you are traveling.
Well,
whenever you are traveling, and that's not just packing. Like, I will lay out what I'm wearing the night before to the airport that morning. Because, you know, I'm getting up relatively around the same time that I get up for this show.
Right.
I guess.
Is that not because you've packed away the rest of your clothes that you would be wearing?
That is
somewhat. So you have
somewhat,
to keep something out?
Yes. I'm already in the process of picking out future outfits.
Right.
So why not throw in the airport outfit?
Right. Just get it ready. So I think that's sort of built in there. I do agree. I do that. So
early poll results on Twitter are somewhat split. We do have a comment for Brandon, though. Wildness to hate on this. Anyone up at the crack of dawn has got to set them out the night before. Maximize the amount of sleep in the morning. That's another underrated part.
I mean, it takes 90 seconds.
Right. How long does it take you people to get dressed? I mean, to be fair, if Jeremy was here, he I remember every time I come to get him for golf, if I'm picking him up, it's like I get there and he's like, "Wait, I gotta change." And I gotta
like
change
while
again.
You're in the driveway.
While I'm that has happened, too. And he's like, "I didn't like this outfit. I'm gonna change again." So some people, it does take time. So I respect that, but I don't know. How do you know? You want to express yourself the day of. I feel if you're really putting that much effort into picking an outfit out.
I will say I've done that.
Well,
I've called an audible at the last second. I'm like, I don't feel like wearing that today. I'm going to wear this instead. I've done that.
After picking out the previous outfit?
Yeah. There's times where it's just kind of or if like the weather is different than what I thought it was going to be, like around the time the seasons change, I don't have a sweatshirt out or I do have a sweatshirt out and I don't need it.
Yep.
Like that sometimes influences it too, but I can't believe that you guys aren't on board with this. Like,
no,
you had a fashion mishap yesterday.
No, I did, and I still probably would not. I mean, I did this morning after having that happen. I did not have the fashion mishap today. I just knew to, you know, go blue belt, blue shorts,
right,
rather than go blue on black. Which again, everybody needed to tell me yesterday. Like that's ridiculous,
that's
right
bad,
there. What you're
bad
doing
job,
there,
job, Joe.
Yeah. All right. No blue belt, black pants. I'm sure I knew that. Just hadn't thought of it in the moment like that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's have a little bit of a warm up here. You want some instant trivia to kick the morning off here?
Ooh,
let's get
right.
some. I got let's some instant see. Trivia for you guys. I want to talk some about the Bills' defense today. And I was looking this up. Can you name for me? I believe there are, I just want to double check here. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think you got five Bills that have led the team in tackles under head coach Sean McDermott. Can you name for me the five Bills that have led the team in tackles in a given season while Sean McDermott has been the head coach? So 2017 to 2024. Who are the five?
Tremaine Edmonds is the first name that I know tackled a million people.
Tremaine Edmonds did it twice, 2018 and 2019. So actually his first 2 years with the Bills after being a rookie and then a second-year player, he did lead the team in tackles. He also led the team in tackles in 2021. So he did it three times.
Okay.
And there are still four others, though.
Let's see here. What do you think, Josh?
I want to say Matt Milano, but I'm worried about like the injuries limiting that.
Right, and I don't... Milano, is he in there?
Surprisingly, Milano not only is not in there, but if you go to in the top 15... Like, there are 14 seasons of 100 tackles under Sean McDermott,
right,
and Milano only has one of them.
Wow.
Isn't that really surprising?
That does seem surprising.
He's a linebacker. He's an all-pro. You could debate this, but you could argue he's the best Bills defender under Sean McDermott, like beginning to end.
I think that's a good argument
and
to make.
14 seasons of 100 tackles, one of them.
Right.
Splash plays is really more why you would, I think, put him in that conversation. Maybe we get that. Is he the answer to that? Is he the number one? Is he the best defender under Sean McDermott? The best defensive player?
That's a really good question.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah. We'll revisit. Is there a cornerback in here anywhere?
There's not a cornerback. They're not all linebackers, though.
Okay. Is...
One of Hyde or Poyer, but I'm trying to think of which one it would be. I would say Hyde, I think. Or would it be?
It's not Hyde.
I think it's Poyer.
It's Poyer.
Poyer led the team in tackles in 2020, the COVID year.
Right.
That was the third most tackles any Bills had under McDermott, 124. Okay. You're missing number one and number two on this list, also. Like the two highest numbers.
Two highest tackle totals.
Yeah. One player led the league.
Led the league? Who are we missing?
One player led the league in tackles one given season with 144 tackles. But you got Poyer and Edmonds so far.
I feel like we're thinking too recently.
I think we
probably have to go back a little bit.
I'll give you a hint. It's both.
Both.
Recent and. Oh.
So we got one of each?
Yeah. You got two of one and one of the other.
Right.
Is he in one of the position groups we've already guessed?
Gotta be.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Is Taron Johnson an answer?
No. Taron Johnson, 98 is his career high in 2023.
I thought maybe he had a chance
for the Bills,
just playing where he plays. I'm struggling here. I don't know why I feel like I shouldn't be the way that
this
I am.
This is why, this is the warm up.
Yeah,
it's tougher
it's
when we, it's tougher at 6:15 than 4, it would be 7, at 8:30.
It is. It's absolutely true. I got nothing here.
They're all linebackers.
All linebackers. All right.
Three linebackers left.
Let me think linebackers.
That have led the Bills in tackles.
So it's not Milano. Is Bernard one of them?
Bernard is one of them. 143 tackles in 2023 led the team. That's also the second highest total.
Okay.
By anybody. You're still missing number one.
Number one. Man.
And then you are also missing last year's leading tackler for the Buffalo Bills.
Last year's leading tackler. Who led the Bills in tackles last season? Man. Who played linebacker for him last year? It was Dorian Williams, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard. It's not Williams, is it?
Dorian Williams.
Really?
Dorian Williams led the Bills in tackles
that
last season.
Wow. Blows my mind.
How many
crazy,
did he
right?
have?
He had 117. It's a six most of any Bill under McDermott.
I guess just because I think of Milano and Bernard as their linebackers,
right,
I don't have Williams as even a possibility there.
what I'll tell you is by, like, I bet per game, if I really, per start, really, if I did it that way, Williams might have the highest total.
Right.
He started 11 games last year. Everybody above him, 15, 15, 16, 17, 16. Everyone behind him, 16, 15, 16, 13. Like, he started the fewest games of anybody in this list, but he ended up on it.
Yeah, that's right. He is always just all around the
flying
ball,
around.
Like.
Yep.
He's so fast. All right.
How about that, though? He had more tackles. I'm not sure that's a good thing. Tackles isn't necessarily a measure of, like, it's a measure of being around the football.
Right.
But that's not always great. Right, like
it could mean
7-8 yards down the field, you missed your gap and you're recovering.
Exactly.
So,
and for a guy with that speed,
yeah,
you would think that that's happening a fair amount. If he's tackling guys, it's because he lost them and he's catching up.
So I'm not saying he's better than Milano, but he had more tackles last year and only 11 starts than Matt Milano's ever had in a season.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
And then you're missing the last name on this list is the guy with the most tackles under Sean McDermott, led the league one season.
So he's another linebacker.
Well, this has got to be the old one, right? Because we said there's...
Yeah, this is the older...
Yeah, the recent ones.
So... The 2017 Bills. I feel like that's where we got to go.
Warmer.
Okay. Mm. 2018?
No, warmer is in like you had the year.
Okay.
Yeah. Lorenzo Alexander?
No.
Is it cheating if I look at a roster? Not the stats, just the names.
I think it is cheating.
Okay. All right. Then I won't do that. No, I won't. I won't.
Especially since you know it's a linebacker.
Well, right.
Yeah, that seems.
I get.
We're hurting here. Well, so I understand.
You're going to pull up a roster and go, well, it's not LeSean McCoy.
Well, sure.
I'm just thinking. You're not, just no roster.
Preston Brown?
Bang. Preston Brown. Led the league in tackles in 2017.
That's also really surprising to me for some reason.
144?
Yeah, most by a Bill.
Wow.
Bernard, though, it's interesting. Brown with 144 had zero sacks. Terrell Bernard with 143 tackles had 6.5 sacks a couple of years ago. Quickly on this, I did not mean to get to that, but... Who's the best defender under Sean McDermott ever?
That's a really good question.
For the Bills. Not going back to like Luke Kuechly with Carolina. Who's their best? Is it Hyde? Longevity's going to matter here. Milano is probably, unless I am missing somebody, the only player currently that goes beginning to end.
Yeah,
he
right.
is. Matt Milano is on the team that breaks the drought. Like, he plays in the Jacksonville playoff game.
Right.
Between Tyrod Taylor and Blake Bortles and Doug Marrone. And, like, he's in that game. I don't think he starts that game. Should double check. Like, does he ever end up starting that season? He starts 5 games for the Bills in 2017. He's a full-time starter every year after that. He was a first-team All-Pro. So, but there's injury seasons in there, right?
Right.
And you've got Tre'Davious White, who was an All-Pro, but then injuries, and he's back now. But
right.
So I guess he would kind of be the answer.
Be front to back too, yeah.
But he just took a you know a year in
absence,
between,
yeah.
Basically, those are the three, though, right?
Yeah. Does Teron Johnson deserve to be mentioned in there too a little bit?
Maybe like if
point,
I were
like if
I
he
were
gets another 2 years of being elite top sort of nickel guy in the league, I think he gets in that conversation.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Who, if I were putting a poll up, like who would the four names be?
Milano, White.
You think Johnson would be the fourth?
Hyde. It's between probably Poyer and him, right?
The reason why I wouldn't put Poyer on here is even though he, I think, is in this tier. Because he was an All-Pro, right?
Yeah.
He's in this tier. I'm just taking a pretty educated guess to say... I don't think there's going to be many that believe Poyer was better than Hyde was.
Over
the course of their whole careers. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it should be Poyer.
I have always, to me, they have always been
they're so,
equals and sort of just together. In my head, those two have been were such a mainstay and were both so elite. That I never thought to go, oh, I think Hyde's a little better than Poyer. I don't know how, I'd be curious how many people out there thought that when they had them both at sort of the peak of their powers.
Right.
Were there people out there like, oh, I think Poyer's better than Hyde? To me, they were just a package deal and you had the best two safeties that you could have.
Johnson, by the way, to you bringing him up, he was a second team All-Pro. So that's the tough part here is you got five Bills, unless I'm missing if there's a six somewhere, five Bills that have been an All-Pro on some level while Sean McDermott's been the head coach. I think, though, the other four, Poyer, Hyde, Milano, and Tre'Davious White, all were first-team All-Pros,
right.
And Taron Johnson was second-team, so maybe that should be the reason why he'd be the odd man out if I were to put a poll up on this.
And, yeah, that's fair, and I think Johnson still has time to get himself in that conversation if he's got another two, three strong years left.
Right. He almost goes beginning to end. He's drafted in 2018.
Right.
So that's 7 years already, and he's got a contract. Like, I think he's probably going to go a couple more. He probably ends up being the longest tenured of any of these guys, if he's got like 3 years left in him, which he might. He plays a position where those guys can age, but like playing into their 30s and still be good, but your body's got to hold up, and that can be tough because when you are, I mean, what's Johnson? 5'11", 192,
right,
and you're so commonly being asked to slide into linebacker because teams are running the ball against your nickel base.
And just getting taken on giant blocks.
Right, like your body can just get beaten down over time. It's kind of amazing he actually has played as much as he has.
I've always thought that about him. Like, he's a slight guy, and he gets out there, and he goes against way, way bigger men and just flies through it, and he gets up, dusts off, and he is unbelievable. I feel like every night he makes a good play. He's really impressive to watch because of that almost more than anything.
Yeah. I feel like he's the fifth man, though.
I agree.
Who are people going to answer, you think? Who are people going to say is the best defensive player that they've had under Sean McDermott?
I think Milano will get a lot of love there and probably Hyde.
Those would be the top two?
I think so. I think White deserves some love on it.
It's
but
just gonna for him be that it got interrupted.
Yeah, and he
right.
And when it got interrupted, I think this will probably stick out with the Ravens. He looked so, or not with the Ravens, the Rams. He looked so
shot.
Not himself.
Yeah,
and then so I think that might stick in some people's minds just as a recency bias thing. And Milano ended up kind of coming in strong at the end of last year and looked better. So I think that'll help. Hyde never really flamed out that badly. So there's not really a picture of those guys struggling for people to kind of think about.
Yeah, and for, you know, I guess maybe the difference there would be, like, really for Tre'Davious White, you only get, some guys will give you, you know, this and it's fine. We talked about running backs the other day with the Bills and, like, all of them are, like, four-year careers for the Bills. That's Tre'Davious White, really.
Yeah.
Like, it is the 4 years of his rookie contract where he's healthy, missed only a couple games, he's an All-Pro multiple times, he's almost winning Defensive Rookie of the Year in his first season. He kind of walked into the league as maybe one of the better corners in football. And then year five, year six, year seven, all with the Bills are injuries.
Right.
He gets hurt on Thanksgiving in 2021.
That was so sad.
He comes back at the end of 2022, six games played there, and he started, but he wasn't the same.
He didn't look,
And then the next year, he started to look back to his form, and then bam.
Achilles.
So it's it's 11 games, then it's six games, then it's four games. So I've got three seasons that are kind of interrupted with injury, and, you know, like, Milano, you could have the injury part of it as well, where he has two seasons where he's really had that interrupted. That's the thing about Hyde and Poyer, though. Hyde and Poyer didn't really have that happen. They had more natural deterioration in their games.
Time.
Right. But, well, I guess Hyde did miss a full year, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. That was that a neck injury or something?
He had a neck injury. He missed the one full season, 2022. Poyer, I guess, played it pretty much all the way through, but he looked pretty shot at the very end.
There were times at the end for him where it was like, whoa, he can't run anymore.
Yeah. Really. Like, that's why I'm kind of curious how this would go and what people would say, because I think most would often just group them all together. Like, this is the top tier of Bills defenders in the McDermott era.
Yeah, it's similar
to that. And you don't often even think about separating them. Like, thinking to yourself, like, especially Poirier with Hyde, I've never really thought much about who's better than the other, because they were just, you know, they're a package deal. It's Hyde and Poirier the whole way through. Although even that might kind of lend yourself to which one you might prefer. I feel like I always put Hyde first when I name the two. But that's just me. 803-0550 is the phone number if you got an answer on this. I did want to talk a little bit about this season's Bills defense today and what we should expect from them, where we should expect them to finish. Like, could they be a top five defense? Are they more likely to be 5-10? Are fans still thinking they're going to be like middle of the road defensively? Get to that a little bit as well. There's a lot coming up. We've got Jonathan Peterlin coming up at 8 o'clock. There's one NBA thing that I wanted to say today or talk about, because there is a real possibility that LeBron James gets traded this offseason. And the weirdest thing ever to me is that, like, ESPN especially has just been LeBron content.
Yeah.
Wall to wall for 20 years, right? He's never been traded. And this is the first time it might happen, and nobody is talking about it.
I know. I've
seen nobody nothing. Is talking about the possibility of LeBron, who is still incredible, sixth in MVP voting last year, he might get traded, and I'm not seeing much attention paid to it. It's very strange. So a little bit on that. And then also this NFL collusion case that is growing, and the NFL Players Association is maybe going to get like blown up in the process here. Like, that's a huge story in the NFL right now that is happening, and it's getting worse, I think, on the player end of it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Who's the best Bills defender ever under Sean McDermott? Are we leaving somebody out? Let us know what you think. Joe DiBiase, Jeremy White is off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Structurally, the intent and design of the Bills' defense is geared towards increasing your probabilities of advantageous things happening for the Bills. What the Bills want to do is they want to restrict and condense the field as much as they can based on spacing that force you to do higher level of difficulty things to be successful. And the more times that you have to do that, the more likely it is that you can take away the football because you're restricting space or you're allowing the system to work for you where you're leveraging patterns, you're leveraging the field in a way that's going to create more opportunities to take away the football.
Joe Marino, Locked On Bills. Really good discovery there and research by Joe on the Bills' turnovers defensively. I've spent a lot of time talking this offseason about what the Bills might lose offensively when it comes to not turning the ball over. It's just so hard. It's going to be so hard to replicate what they did last season with 8 turnovers the whole year. NFL, like, tied for the NFL record for the lowest. You just can't expect that you're not going to fumble like that over the course of the whole year. Fumble yourself. Does feel like maybe there is more control over turnovers in general on the defensive side of things than the offensive side of things. You know, like, sure, hold it high and tight, but you get a defensive player that's flying across the field at the right angle, at the right speed, and he punches the ball out and hits the ball clean. Like, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to block it? Maybe that's going to start happening. Maybe the NFL is just really going to start becoming like the UFC, which is a Mark Andrews is going to see Terrell Bernard coming at him with a flying punch, and he's going to have to block it. Like, start learning boxing moves, like shoulder roll out of the way. Because a lot of times now you just see defensive players in the NFL just punch, just especially while the guy's being held up like in a pile. And as Joe pointed out, the Bills defensively, like, the turnovers has maintained really the entire time Sean McDermott has been the Bills head coach. I mean, all the way back to 2017, they kind of lived off turnovers. And as Joe dug up yesterday, the exact numbers on this, if you look at takeaways per drive and where they ranked, they took the ball away on 17% of drives last year. That was number one in the league. 16% in 2023, number one in the league. 14% in 2022, number five in the league. 14% in 21, number seven in the league. 2020, they had 15%. That was number two. So first, fifth, seventh, second. They have always been able to take the ball away. And that's the peanut punch. That is keeping it in front of you. A lot of what he just said there. Offensively, though, I think you're going to have it come back a little bit. So to follow up on this, Scott Kazmaier, who used to do a lot of number stuff, now is a little more hot takey, but he had some number stuff this morning on this, that one big difference for the Bills might be just the overall fumble margin. That if you look at the defense, sure, like, they have held consistent on that, but their fumble margin last year was plus 14. The year before, plus 2. Minus 3 before that. Plus 5, 0, plus 2, plus 2, plus 1. The thing, though, that is impressive about that is it does show off that while, sure, they are probably not going to be fumbling 14 times fewer than their opponent this season. That's very, very unlikely. What it does show off is that skill level that the Bills have under Sean McDermott at forcing fumbles. It prevents you from ever having a minus 14 season, where last year you could view it as, look, okay, they got lucky. They got lucky in some ways because look at that. I mean, it's almost impossible to have 14 fewer fumbles than your opponent. How come the Bills have never had 14 more fumbles than their opponent? Because the defense is never going to let it get to that point. The defense is going to force turnovers at a rate that your offense can turn it over as much as they want. At worst, you're going to be like close to even. And that's basically been true. Josh Allen, in the last probably, 3 years, has really stopped fumbling the football. Like, he still threw some picks, even in 22 and 23. But the fumbles kind of went away. But these numbers go back to 2017. Early Josh Allen fumbled a lot. There were a lot of fumbles when he would take off running. And even in those years, his rookie year, his first 3 years, +2, +2, +0 on your fumble margin against your opponent. So, yes, the offense, maybe that comes back a little bit, but their defense deserves a lot of credit for holding firm at the top of the league in forcing teams to give them the football. We put a poll up last segment on who's the best defender the Bills have ever had under Sean McDermott. It's an interesting question to me because I just don't feel like we often separate the four or even the five, if you want to include Taron Johnson. But for the purposes of this poll, at WGR550, Matt Milano, Trey White, Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. The results are going about how I would have thought, although there's one player that's further ahead than I would have predicted. I thought it might have been close between the top two choices. 52%, so more than the rest of the other three combined, say that it's Matt Milano. And then 27% Micah Hyde, 15% Trey White, and 5% Jordan Poyer. How about that, by the way? Five times as many people would say Hyde than say Poyer. Hyde's got a moment that Poyer doesn't necessarily have. And I think that does help him. And also, what also might help him is their entry point to the Bills. So they both signed in free agency in 2017. Hyde was a proven good starter in the league. He was not an all-pro safety. In fact, he wasn't even a full-time safety. In Green Bay, he was also a nickel corner. And he wasn't a full-time starter all four of those years in Green Bay, but he was very good. He was a very good player for the Packers. And he signed here on pretty good money. Like, there was an expectation, like, you should be pretty good when you arrive here. He exceeded that, but there was a level of expectation. We knew he was pretty good. And he had a moment. The Mac Jones interception in the perfect game. In a game that is always going to be remembered for offense and how the Bills scored on every drive. Maybe the play of that game is a defensive play. It is Hyde somehow tracking a ball like a left fielder chasing down a home run over the wall and intercepting Mac Jones on a throw that was there. Like, that was going to be a touchdown if Hyde isn't there to take it away. And Poyer, he has some moments, but not like that. If I were to rank the defensive moments of the Bills under Sean McDermott, I don't know what Poyer's highest ranked one would be. He had a pick six on Tom Brady in, I think, 2019, but the Bills lose that game. So I don't think it can't be that. I don't know what the next closest one would be for him. So, like, it kind of is almost an excuse for why so many more people would say Hyde than Poyer, even though they're so close. But that's where I would be. I would say Hyde's got the moment. Hyde's got the moment, and maybe there was just a little bit better, you know, at the very end. Like, Poyer couldn't play safety anymore at the end. They had to kind of use him as a quasi-linebacker, playing down in the box and put Taylor Rapp back there. And Hyde was, even in that final season where he played, he was still pretty darn good. So I'm not surprised by that. Hyde would probably have been my answer. But you are splitting hairs here. Most are saying Milano, and how could you argue it? That's really what makes this such an interesting question is, how could you really argue saying any of the four? There's a reasonable defense for any of them, and the guy that didn't even make it into the poll, and Taron Johnson, I think you could also make a reasonable argument. Speaking of moments, he has the number one moment. The pick six on Lamar Jackson. That's number one. Right? That's number one. That's over the Hyde pick. For sure. I would say that at least. And I think most would. The Hyde pick on Mac Jones is definitely number two, though. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got some reason for why you think one stands out above the rest on defensive players, feel free to do that. We will take your calls. I want to get to the current Bills defense a little bit more. And then also, I was looking at the quarterbacks the Bills are going to play this year. It's part of the point. I do think where you rank defensively sometimes comes down to who you play. How tough is your schedule quarterback-wise? And I think this year, the Bills could find themselves ranking pretty darn high, given who they end up playing. Get to that coming up as well. It's Joe DiBiase. Jeremy's off today. It's a beautiful Friday. It's been very steamy, though. Steamy, humid, very buggy. I feel like I've been bit by 1,000 bugs in the last 2 weeks. But still, can't complain. Can't complain. It's been warm and rain's held off a little bit. And it's supposed to again today. So hang out. Give us a call. Joe DiBiase, this is Doug.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
WGR.
And they have converted two third and longs on this possession. Jones had just 129 yards rushing this season. Jones, pump. Rifle downfield. Intercepted. Sliding catch made by Hyde for the pick.
Do you kind of hear the crowd there? That's the Hyde pick against the Patriots in the perfect game. It's like, because the ball is thrown really well. Like, that is going to be a touchdown down the field. And the whole crowd's like, oh!
It's the crowd pop. If you would have had a crowd for Taron Johnson's
pick six. It's like a crowd gasp, though, before the pop even. Play it again. Listen for the crowd right before Hyde catches the ball.
Russell downfield. Intercepted.
Maybe it's not as exaggerated as I thought. You might be right. It might just be more of a pop.
But I was thinking, when you hear that, like, you could rate these defensive plays and figure out the best one based on the crowd pop. But you can't with Taron Johnson because there's no one there.
Although it was still pretty loud.
True.
Even with only 6,000 people in the crowd. All right, quick phone call here. We've been talking a little bit about the defense today, not just the present-day defense, but the best defender under McDermott, but definitely on this season, what the level of expectation should be for them. And I want to get to their opponent for that, which that could be fool's gold. That could lead you to, if you play a weak schedule and you rank third, you might have more confidence that this will be the year. They go in to play Kansas City and, you know, they actually are able to stop them, even though you might not be as good as you think you are. But either way, to the phones. TJ in Brampton's next. What's up, TJ?
Yeah, I'm talking about defensive coordinator, Bobby. I cannot believe they will not go outside and get a bona fide, qualified coordinator. You need a coordinator who can coordinate a team to contain Lamar Jackson and Kansas City. You have to bypass those two teams to win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl. And they didn't do that. And it's appalling for them not to go out and get somebody who's well, well qualified. How are you going to get a linebacker coach to be a defensive coordinator? A linebacker coach to coach as a defensive coordinator. It's preposterous. It's madness. And I'm very angry because Buffalo is my team. Thank you.
Who did you want?
Well, I would take the guy that is I'm not sure who I would want, but I would let him get somebody who is good, who I can look through.
Thanks, TJ, for the call. I just don't know who that name would have been. Experience to me is overrated if you're just going for experience on somebody that the game has passed them by. I don't want Mike Zimmer to come be my defensive coordinator because he called defenses in 2002. Not every example of that. Sure, is there an advantage for Steve Spagnuolo? Dude's a wizard. He's a master at this. Yes, but the idea, I think, would be that you hope Babich is that or turns into that. And I don't know, I didn't really hear any big complaints about him specifically as a defensive play caller in 2024. There was nothing really that jumped out to me that would say, oh, that's an inexperienced coordinator right there. I don't know. Not to say everything was perfect and super well polished, but I'm trying to think of examples of where you really hated. Like, there's no, 2 years ago when Sean McDermott is filling in as defensive coordinator, and he is calling the plays, I can think of a defensive play call that everybody hated. Third and long against Denver on Monday Night Football. And he had just called a blitz, and it had worked. And then he called another one. The back-to-back blitzes. That I remember people hating. That's a play call defensively. And even before that, Leslie Frazier in the Bengals playoff game. Disaster. It's third and four, and your corners are 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. Just, here you go, take the first down. What was last year's version of that? Maybe I'm just misremembering. Maybe there was something. Maybe it's just the results overall, but I don't know. I tend to think that their lack of, their down season defensively had more to do with the players that were on the field and the lack of high-end talent, because to be honest, like Brandon Bean had missed a couple of high-level defensive picks, and who had to play? And you had injuries. You had undrafted guys. Cam Lewis is out there on the field a lot, having to start games. You're reaching into your depth. You know, you've got to play Rousseau and Epinesa more than like any defensive end they've ever. Like, they couldn't have as much of a rotation as they usually like. They have to bring in defensive tackles off the street. I don't know. In terms of what they had to work with their personnel, I think they did about as good a job as you could have. Babich and McDermott. This year, again, you hope there's another level of that, though, because they went out and they've added. And the hope would be that those adds are going to be able to, you know, be that difference. The play calling part of it, you know, I guess they'll be under the microscope more, won't they? Babich will be under the microscope more this year because now you've got more tools in your tool bag. So, come on, go build that top-end defense. The opponents the Bills have also will lend to this. We'll get to that when we come back. And also, why is nobody paying attention to the fact that LeBron James might be traded? Feels like that really might happen. Get to that as well, coming up on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.